Hey everybody, this is Brandy Thomas with Keller Williams Realty, also known as the Real Estate Queen. I wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for subscribing to my content on the various platforms. I've really enjoyed making this content and learning and growing with all of y'all. So please keep the likes coming, keep the comments and the questions and everything coming. I really, really appreciate it, and it just helps me grow and learn with you guys. On today's version of Thursday Thoughts, today is March 28th, 2019. I wanted to talk about the process for selling homes. Very often as a Central Florida real estate agent, I am invited into people's homes because they want to sell their property and upgrade to another one. And many times I get asked what they need to do to get their house market ready. So in this episode, I want to cover a couple of the steps that I have learned that I personally feel are really important for consumers and people to know when they're ready to sell their home. You know, selling your home is a pretty big deal. I mean, after all, it's your biggest life investment. The home that you live in, you spend the most of your time in. And a lot of people want to take a lot of time and do it the right way. There are a lot of misconceptions about selling your home. It's not just about taking a couple pictures, putting it on the internet, plopping a sign in the yard, and waiting for the people to come by. There are several steps, especially if you're wanting to get the most amount of money for your home. To get the most amount of money, you need maximum exposure. To get maximum exposure, you need a realtor. And without further ado, I present to you step number one, hire a realtor. Many homeowners struggle on this particular step, but it's the most important one. I know it can be tempting to try and sell a home yourself. You've seen people who successfully do the for sale by owner with a sign in the yard and posting it themselves on their various websites. I'm not saying that it can't be done, but most of those transactions are riddled with problems that could have been easily solved if the homeowner was more informed. This leads to the homeowner having moments of frustration, aggravation, and most probably losing money. And I mean, who wants to lose money? Hiring a realtor is one of the best decisions for your home and your sanity. However, with that being said, don't just hire any realtor. Don't hire your uncle's brother's cousin from church. Don't hire the last realtor that sent you a flyer in the mail. Find some really good realtors that know what they're talking about, are familiar with the area that you live in, and the area that you're wanting to move to. Interview several of them and figure out which one of them fits best for you and your family. Number two on my list is curb appeal is really important. I can't emphasize enough that this is a very neglected part when many people go to sell their home. They're so worried about the inside, they don't think about the outside. And the outside is probably more important than the inside when you think about it. As a potential home buyer pulls up, the first thing they see is the outside of your home. It sets the mood for the entire visit. If there is something they don't like on the outside, they already have that negative feeling when they walk inside. And you don't want that. You want them to have a happy feeling, using their imagination, imagining that this is their yard, this is their kids playing, this is their dog yard playing in the yard. They're imagining hanging out, having barbecues, whatever it is that they are looking for and they're upgrading their home for. You want them to be able to see that in all areas of your home, starting with the outside. And it's really simple fixes, such as a little paint, planting some really pretty flowers, and repainting your front door can make even the most drabbest of entrances really, really beautiful. Again, curb appeal is really important. Number three, declutter your home. In this particular instance, less is most certainly more. When it comes to listing your home or getting it ready to show, doing a clean sweep of counters, coffee tables, and anything visible, as well as going back around and checking behind closet doors, drawers, cleaning out the garage, and making it as clutter-free as possible is really important. Why is it really important? Well, imagine yourself in the buyer's shoes. They are walking into a home that they are trying to imagine as their own. They want to see if their couch is going to fit. They want to know if their sound system is going to fit over here. If a home is full of stuff, they have a really hard time imagining their belongings inside this home. So decluttering your home and making it as much of a blank slate as possible is really important. This is kind of a 3.0, but it's really important, so I'm going to make it its own bullet point here. Number 4, depersonalize your home. When you take your pictures off the wall and put generic art up, or just leave the walls blank, it removes all distractions. The goal, again, is to make a blank slate for the prospective new homeowner to imagine themselves living there and loving it so much that they want to put an offer on the property. After all, that is the bottom line, right? Number 5, repaint all walls to a neutral color. I know you love your home and its neat red and black sponged accent living room wall. But what if the potential buyer hates those colors? It can be a real turnoff to many. Neutral colors add to that aforementioned blank slate, and very rarely does anyone hate a neutral color. Light colors also make it easier for them to envision painting it the way they want to paint it. So I appreciate everybody's feedback and comments on my videos and podcasts. One of the most common comments that I got was that I am not bringing myself out in my videos and my content because I'm trying to stay even keeled and slow talking and as professional as possible. And a lot of people have told me that is not the best option for this, that I should really let my personality shine. So here's hoping to videos and podcasts going forward that I'll be doing exactly that. These podcasts will be a little bit more free, a little less scripted, and we'll see how they go from there. I thank you all for subscribing. I thank you all for following me on all of my content, and I really appreciate you. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms, I'm welcome to them. Thanks a bunch, guys. All right, guys, that was it for today's episode. Those were steps 1 through 5 on getting your house ready for the market. I will include all 12 steps on my blog post this evening, and I will record the additional steps on my next podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any comments, questions, or know anybody that wants to buy a home, sell a home, or invest in real estate property, don't hesitate to give me a call. My phone number is 863-934-6134. The link to all of my other social media content is in the description below. As always, my name is Brandy Thomas with Keller Williams Realty, and I am your real estate queen. Have a great day, guys.